Alberta Premier Danielle Smith has introduced a gatekeeping law that would allow the province to veto any future deal struck between municipalities and the federal government. Smith says recent unilateral federal housing grants to some Alberta cities were the final straw. Smith also says the bill, introduced in the House Wednesday, acts as a bulwark against Ottawa muscling in to fund federal ideological priorities, such as safe supply addiction treatment and green power mandates, that run counter to her province's objectives. "It's come to a head in the last month, because they've been so outrageous and egregious in how unfairly they're treating our province and how unfairly they're treating our municipalities, on housing," Smith told reporters before introducing the proposed Provincial Priorities Act. "The federal government is picking favorites. They're not giving us our fair per capita funding, and they are making municipalities jump through a bunch of hoops and agree to a bunch of onerous conditions in order to be able to receive it." In recent weeks, Ottawa has announced millions of dollars in grant programs with Calgary, Edmonton, and smaller municipalities under its Housing Accelerator Fund. The fund goes to municipalities proposing innovative ways, such as zoning and planning changes, to get more affordable housing built. Federal Housing Minister Sean Fraser said last month the fund is tied to innovation and not population. He said multiple municipalities are benefiting, and Alberta is getting close to its 12% per capita share at around $450 million. Smith said the aggregate housing money amounts to less than Alberta's per capita share and falls far behind what other provinces are getting. The bill is the next chapter in a long-running war of words and court battles between Smith's United Conservative Party government and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal government. Alberta has accused Ottawa of repeated intrusions into provincial areas of constitutional authority, particularly when it comes to energy industry regulations and rules to green the electricity grid. Under Wednesday's priorities bill, any entity that is regulated by the province would not be allowed to enter, renew or extend a deal with Ottawa without approval from the province. It would apply to a sweeping range of provincial bodies, including municipalities, post-secondary schools, school boards, health authorities, and other Crown-controlled organizations. "Any entity that we regulate has to follow these rules," said Smith. The bill mirrors similar legislation in Quebec. Alberta's proposed law would not apply to existing deals but to all agreements if it comes into force, which is expected to be early 2025. When asked what the consequences would be for those who defy the law, Smith said there won't be any because the federal government won't be allowed to unilaterally make the deals. Smith also addressed questions around increased bureaucracy with the proposed law. "The UCP government has made red tape reduction a core value and created a ministry for red tape reduction." Smith and Municipal Affairs Minister Rick McIver said the law won't create more red tape because, if applied properly, it would create a one-stop funding shop for the federal government rather than having Ottawa work with individual agencies and municipalities. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 10, 2024. Lisa Johnson, The Canadian Press.